Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Down the Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got a all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Force with Matt and Major. And today we're going to do a fun one with you. We're going to be talking about some new contracts for the Miami Heat and that are going to affect the Skyforce, as well as the Olympics are going on right now. And we are actually recording this right after Team USA's amazing comeback. But we're going to be talking more about the 3-on-3. And so we'll get into the contract news first. So since our last episode, the big news is Josh Christopher. He got his two-way contract. If you watched any of Summer League, that's not a shock to you. If you listen to our podcast or saw our tweets or writing, me and Matt have both been telling you this for a while, that Josh Christopher is a guy to look out for. So, Matt, what did he do to earn that contract? What made it to where the Heat had no choice?
Well, scoring 24 points in the Summer League title game definitely helped his case. But just I think the explosive scoring, what you and I talked about the last time we did this, when my power just abruptly cut out. Defensively, like he's been better defensively, I think, than he was in Summer League last year. And I think he really bought in on that end of the floor. And obviously, if you can defend, if you can hold your own, if you can create deflections, if you can do all the little things defensively, which is exactly what he did, then there's a role for you on this roster, whether it's in the G League, whether it's with the NBA team. And so I think those two things like really helped him out a lot. And like, yeah, sure. Sometimes, especially at the start of Summer League, he wasn't always the most consistent offensively, but he didn't let that affect his game that much. Like he was always in the right spots defensively, whether he was stunting and recovering, whether he was, you know, picking up dudes 94 feet, even on help, even off ball, like he was in the right spots most of the time. And again, like I think when the quotes came out after the fact of like, well, not really after the fact, but like toward the end of Summer League, like again, he's really buying into what this organization has provided for him. And him being a former first round pick, like he has those tools. He has the athleticism. He's got the ignitability as a Spoism. He really bought in, and he has those other physical tools that helped him out a lot. He was just better than I mean, we're going to get into him in a little bit, but he was just better than Pullen was. And now Pullen and Isaiah Stevens, amongst others, are going to be competing for that Drew Smith two-way spot potentially.
Yeah, and speaking about Josh Christopher, quote, I was fortunate enough to talk with Christopher shortly after, and he gave me a good quote. I've always flourished best under pressure and challenges. This summer was everything I needed in order to take the next step in my career. And then it goes on to the standard, I'm thankful for this opportunity. But, and then I love how we end this. I'm looking forward to being pushed even tougher to reach the full potential of myself as a basketball player and as a person. This is only the beginning of my rebirth. If you're signing a guy,
yep.
you're the Heat. That's what you want, man. I always flourish under pressure. You just talked about him in the title game. Incredible title game too. He hitting big shots. That one in overtime that was like felt like 100.
He hit a couple. He hit a couple like end of shot clock threes that
saved
really important because for most of that game, like they were down, but they were always fighting back. They were they were resilient. And like even when Memphis got those leads up to 8, 9, 10 points, even when it was like 7 points. Either it'd be Christopher or it'd be Alondis, most of the time hitting those big shots to cutting that deficit back to where it previously was. And they were never out of it. And
it's crazy.
Yeah, he had a couple like end of shot clock threes. He had that one that he banked in, I believe, from like 30 feet above the rim. I want to say it was in the second, like sometime late in the second half. I don't know. Summer League felt like it was 7 years ago. But anyway, like he hit some massive shots in that game where it was just like, man, tip your cap to not that it was bad defense, but that's just much better offense in the end, much better execution.
Yeah. So you have that. He showed up under pressure. And then I'm looking forward to being pushed even tougher. That is music to Spo and Pat Riley's ears. That is exactly what they love. They want guys that want to be thrown into the fire, they want guys that are okay with fighting for every little thing that they have. And that's exactly what he said. I want that. I'm looking forward to it. Bring it on, basically. I love that mentality. And that, but like you mentioned, anytime someone gets a two-way, that means someone lost it. And Pullen was signed right after the draft to a two-way, straight out of college from Florida. And I honestly thought he would probably keep it. We talked about who we think should get the two ways and everything. And my prediction, just based off his play, was lesser. And I didn't think he would really keep it then. But my thought process was they signed him immediately after the draft. And typically those guys keep it at least for a little bit. But Josh, I think, just played so well that he took it from him.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like that was my takeaway. After the draft, is like, all right, they must really see something, Kashad Johnson and Zion Pullen, to give them two ways right away, because that's not something they typically do. But again, like when we were talking right from a performance standpoint, Christopher, even Stevens was much better than, like, you could look at the minutes distribution of Stevens versus Pullen, which is obviously closer in terms of like their skill and their role and their position. And Stevens was just, he was playing so much more than Pullen. That was kind of like an indicator right there that I didn't think Pullen was going to keep that two-way spot, whether it was going to be Stevens that replaced him or whether that was going to be Christopher or even someone else like Alondis, who, by the way, also finished the summer league very strongly after getting off to a little bit of a rocky start.
Made that late charge.
Yeah. And so, like, I just didn't think that he was going to keep that spot. And I, again, we'll transition into it in a moment, but he just wasn't as good and he wasn't as consistent as those other guys. And that's not a knock on him. That's not saying he's not going to be a productive player or anything like that, but that was just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, it showed that there was a little bit more to learn. And so with that, he lost his two-way and he was signed to Exhibit 10. So he's safe through camp, which in my prediction is he's probably with Sioux Falls. And a lot of these undrafted guys, they told me, their agents have told me in the past, I'm not saying Pullen specifically, but that they want to be in Miami. They know, I mean, famous now, Josh Christopher wanted to be in Miami. I told y'all that, but it's become a little bit more evident, and he even reached out to UD trying to get help and everything. They want to be here because they know how great the Skyforce are at developing. They have an amazing track record. We talked about that on like episode one. We have a great job in working with the Heat and bringing guys up. They have them do specific roles. Then instead of just going out there and playing hero basketball, they go out and play team basketball. And for all Miami Heat fans, I was not meaning hero as in Tyler Hero. I was meaning
one. Yeah, you don't want your power to get cut out.
I know.
Like I did last time.
Yeah. Pat Riley was standing there right at the button about to press it until I made that disclaimer. But
I never said they were going to trade him. I never said it.
I'd be careful with what you say right now. I thought it froze. But, yeah, they have him play a role. So teams want to – or players want to come to this team because of the development process. So I would be shocked if Poulin's not in Sioux Falls. He is a young point guard. A lot of times they have a lot to learn, especially ones that go undrafted. They're typically not NBA ready. Most players that go undrafted aren't, but point guards have even higher of a learning curve. And he just didn't look completely comfortable out there. So I expect to see a lot better from him throughout this year in the Skyforce. And Matt, what you know a little bit more about him specifically. What are the Skyforce getting if he does, in fact, end up in Sioux Falls?
I mean, I think you're still getting – he's not as good as Isaiah Stevens at initiating offense. He scored a little bit in college. He played 5 years at UC Riverside, and he finished his career at Florida. He wasn't a poor shooter. He's, I think, a solid defender. Like, I think that's – I don't want to say I was underwhelmed, but I wasn't, like, overly impressed with him defensively in summer league, I guess is a better way to say it. But I do think he, like, he's a lengthy guard. He can defend at the point of attack. He's got, again, he's got good size to him. He had, I think, close to it. I don't remember his numbers off exactly off the top of my head, but I want to say it was like a 2.5 to 3 assist turnover ratios last year at Florida. So, like, you're getting a smart decision maker. But I think the thing with him in summer league that, that stuck out to me was, like, there were just times where he was trying to do a little bit too much. And I think, obviously, when you're in a 6-game sample, at least in Las Vegas's case, or you're in a just like an 8-9-game sample, and you know that a guy like Isaiah Stevens is playing as well as he is, like, it puts a little bit of pressure on you. And I'm not saying that's what happened with him, but I feel like there's reason to believe that. Just again, like, you're losing opportunity to some extent in some of these games, especially late in summer league. And you're trying to make the most of your opportunity, but I feel like he was pressing a little bit too much. And so I don't think we really saw what Zion Poulin is as a player, nor what he's capable of in summer league. Because, again, it's his first summer league. He's going up against other dudes who are also fighting for their job security in different organizations. And so I just think at times he was not rushing everything, but, again, still trying to do a little bit too much at times. He was getting to the rim really well. That's one thing I was really impressed with in summer league. Like, whenever he did have the ball in his hands, his ability to create rim pressure and finish through contact and, I guess, kind of bend a defense in that way was something that I liked. And there were times where he was able to kick it out for an assist or kick it out to keep the ball moving a little bit. And, like, those are things that I really liked from him. But I just think you're getting, like, a good, solid point guard who's lengthy. I mean, not like, but like, he's got size to him. Like, he's 6, I think I want to say, like, what, 6'3", 6'4". He's got a decent wingspan on him. Nothing crazy that's going to blow you out of the water, but a guy who could just do a little bit of everything, score the ball a little bit, pass, defend. But again, I don't think we saw what he truly is as a player during summer league, nor do I think that we'll see that same type of player with Sioux Falls once they get their hands on him a little bit.
Yeah, and he is 6'4", so he's pretty good size for a guard. He had 162 assists to 43 turnovers last year, shot basically 45% from three on 78 attempts overall, so about 2.5 a game around there. 44% from the field overall. So, I mean, those are solid numbers, and I believe it was about 15 points. 15.5 points as well. So solid numbers and things you can definitely work with there. And, you know, what people forget is it is short sample sizes, summer league. So you have a rookie immediately going into a new place. You give him some leeway. It's not, like you said, it's not what we're going to see throughout the whole year. He has tools there. He'll settle in. And then to conclude, Skyforce relative news, Jamal Cain got a two-way from the Pelicans, as well as Cole Swider signed, I believe, a standard contract with the Indiana Pacers, correct?
Not yet. It was a one-year non-guaranteed deal.
Non-guaranteed. So it wasn't a two-way or anything, but it was non-guaranteed. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think he was going to – I think if he was going to sign a two-way, it would have just been with Miami. But again, they didn't have any spots available. I don't think they were going to give it to him. At least that's my guess. And so I'm guessing if he were to sign somewhere else, he probably would have gotten whether it was a non-guaranteed, partially full guaranteed, mm-hmm. It was going to be a guaranteed contract. At least that's just me, I guess, predicting or whatever. Or I'm guessing. I don't know that. I don't have sources in that realm like Major does. That's just like a guess because, again, if he were to just sign a two-way, it would probably – but like why would you go to the Pelicans and – or not Pelicans, Pacers and not Miami?
Yeah, exactly. So I think it was kind of as I had mentioned before, his time had kind of run out. I think I talked about that on our playback. I think his time had kind of run out, but he's going to get an opportunity somewhere else. That's exactly what happened. But now we'll move into our fun portion of the show. So 3-on-3 Olympic basketball, Team USA is not great at that, to be honest with you.
They did how?
They last year won the world championships. And I know, so they're better than what they showed. But they're historically not great.
I feel like USA should be a whole lot better at 3v3. Just any realm of basketball, regardless of the team. Like, no disrespect to these other countries.
They should be.
International basketball is so much better than it used to be. I know it's also different 3v3 versus 5v5, but I still feel like Team USA should at least be a little bit more successful.
Yes.
At it.
They do make it really hard though, because you have to play a certain number of tournaments and get a certain amount of ranking points to even qualify. So it's not like we can go be like, hey, you didn't make Team USA 5-on-5. You want to play 3-on-3? Because then, obviously, they would just kill everyone. But you do have to play some 3-on-3 tournaments. And that also is how we land at this. Who on the Skyforce last year, and maybe rookies here, do you think if we combined a team, we're going to pick four players because each roster is four, and we're going to pick our four players, then we're going to think, how far do you think they would go in the tournament?
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
So for you, we'll go for the first player. We're going to alternate players here. Who is your first player from the Skyforce on the team last year?
We talked about this a little bit. I think the I don't want to say an obvious answer, but the one that comes to mind to me is Alondis Williams. I feel like in 3v3, being able to break down a player one-on-one, because again, like, I know you're only playing half court instead of full, you're only playing half court, not full court. But I still feel like obviously there's a lot more space to operate because there's three players, not five. And being able to break a dude down one-on-one, being able to make those quick decisions, like, I feel like with a shorter shot clock, I believe Alondis would be perfect for that. And we know him as the human highlight reel, but like, he's genuinely good at just playing one-on-one and breaking dudes down. So I think he would be my clear cut, obvious answer. And you'd just have to find a way to build a good enough team around him, which I think you can. But Alondis is my pick.
So we're starting out with Alondis. He can do a little bit of everything, which is important. You do kind of need well-rounded people in 3-on-3 because you can't hide.
His defense is okay. That's the one thing that I would worry about. But
that's true.
His offense would make up for it.
And make up for it for sure. And when he locks in, he's a good enough defender. He's solid there. So I'm going to pair him with not a shock at all in the world, Caleb Daniels. 3-on-3, need a little bit of everything. A guy to play his role, got to be physical. Everyone has to rebound. You have to be able to hit open shots, make the right play, play defense. I mean, that's Caleb Daniels to a T. His game is perfect for this. So I think if we have Alondis and Caleb, they have really good chemistry as well. I think that's a good 1-2 there. But our team's a little bit smaller, so with our last two, I might have to pick up some size. So Matt, who's our third pick?
See, you and I talked beforehand.
How much are we going to cheat?
You and I talked beforehand about, like, the guys that we're thinking about. I'm still struggling with the third one. I mean, I feel like, I wonder if you can go, you can go a little bit, like, you don't have to go like big again. Like, you don't have to have two bigs. You can have like one.
For sure.
I would say, oh man, this is a really tough decision.
There's someone you mentioned earlier that I'm really hoping you say, because I think it would be a perfect compliment. But
I don't know. Yeah. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say Jamal Kane.
Jamal Kane. Okay. That is not who I was Jamal Kane.
And by the way, Major and I are choosing, like, at any point last year. I know Jamal was on throughout the roster, but that makes, like, Drew Peterson eligible. It makes Justin Champagne eligible. It makes Jamari Bouye.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go with Jamal Kane, because again, like, I feel like you can, again, he's not obviously with the ball in his hands, not the best ball skills in the world, but he's a good defender. He's what, 6'8"? Like, he can defend multiple positions. He's a really good rebounder, like on the offensive glass and on the defensive glass. Like, he has that instinctual ability, and I feel like you need at least one of those guys on a 3v3 team. Like, not to say Caleb Daniels or Alondis Williams are bad rebounders, but Jamal Kane's just better than both of them at rebounding. And I feel like, again, when you need to close possessions, I think he's a good complement to both of their skill sets. And so that's the guy that I would roll with, even though, like, again, the shooting isn't perfect. Hit the ball skills offensively isn't perfect.
He'd be utility.
Yeah. And I think the part that also matters in this is, like, screening. Like, yeah, you can only do so much with three guys on a basketball court. But I feel like he, like, as like a screen set, if you're trying to free up like a Caleb Daniels on like a back screen, or if you want it, like if you're setting like a pin down or something like that, then something like that could potentially work. And I don't think he's like, he'd be a guy that's willing to do that. Like, I'm not going to say he's the best screen setter in the world, but he's a guy that's willing to set the screen if you need him to set a screen. And I feel like that also matters to some extent. But I feel like you could go so many different routes with that third guy. Even with the second guy, like, again, not to say
– it's true.
Not to say Caleb's not deserving. I had him on my list. But there's multiple ways that you can – there's no one way to skin a cat or whatever, even though people don't skin cats. You get what I'm saying, but
yeah.
So I'm going to go with Jamal here, even though it's, Jamal. I don't, you can go multiple different routes.
Yeah. With this fourth one, I was hoping you took a big guy. I was hoping you took Malik Williams. Cause now you put me at a tough spot. I was trying to push you there without saying it. Because now I'm like Malik Williams or Justin Champagne. I told you before, Justin Champagne is perfect for 3-on-3 basketball. Yeah. But
would you go Orlando Robinson if you want? I mean, because he has the shooting ability.
He doesn't move good enough.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm just asking if you would throw him in that in that conversation.
Not for 3-on-3, okay? I've said I think Orlando Robinson's a solid player, but 3-on-3s, as we highlighted, different, and the differences make him not great for it. Malik can shoot. Malik can rebound. Dude swallows up missed shots. He can play defense, block shots. He can move really well. But then you have Champagne, who... physical forward, so he's not small, shoot heck out of the ball, score. But for our team, if I'm looking at a team, we're building a team, right? Not like the four best players. I might have to go Malik.
Okay.
I'll probably have to go Malik, because if you watched any of the 3-on-3 and if any of our listeners watched it, there's some big dudes in the 3-on-3. So I think if I went Champagne, our team would be a little too small. And they have one game where they can't shoot well. They are out of it. But I think Malik, he offers still some of that shooting. And then you have pair him with Jamal and Caleb or Alanis. I think you have enough of everything to really compete. And all those guys are willing passers too. So we have Alondis Williams, Caleb Daniels, Jamal Kane, and Malik Williams. How far do we think that team could go realistically? No, we're not going to pretend to be experts on all of these other teams, but I did watch a lot of it. And they would have gone farther than Team USA did, promise you that.
Listen, you know way more than me when it comes to how good these other 3v3 teams are.
I think we'd have the most talented team.
Okay. That makes me feel good.
The issue is the other teams play together really, really well, and they understand 3-on-3 basketball really well. They're screening, as you mentioned. They're cutting. They're never standing still. If you watch USA players play, they'll stand still. So I think we got some of these guys that would be willing to move and be willing to do things, play defense. I'm going to go.
Is it cheating when I look at – I'm refreshing my – sorry to interrupt you. to look at who played, because, again, this feels like such a long time ago, and I can't believe I forgot about this, but Nikola Jovic.
Oh, that's cheating. That's cheating.
Oh, man. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was signed to the Heat. That's cheating.
So was Orlando. I mean, we didn't have Orlando Robinson.
We didn't choose him.
I mean, yeah. Alondis was on a two-way.
Yeah, but two-way, I mean, that's a little different.
Can we?
Too bad Bam didn't get sent down for a game for, like, rehab or something. We were dominated.
Jimmy Butler just had a sore. He's coming off a sore knee injury.
Yeah. Like they do in minor league baseball, they send him down for a rehab game, the pitchers.
Yeah, they get 8 strikeouts, face 9 batters. It's
like, yeah, that's for sure. I think we medal, though. I think we medal. I'm not saying we win it. I think we'd have a chance, but I think we medal for sure.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think, again, knowing nothing about these other teams. One guy who, we just talked about him. One guy I was thinking about, like, if we subbed him out for either Alondis or Caleb, or if we just had him as an extra and just went really small, was like, what if we had Josh Christopher? Like, on the rock, like, you're...
We just going bucket getters?
Yeah, just get... Listen, man, it's about a bucket. No. But... maybe Caleb or Jamal. Like, I don't know. He could be our last guy, but I think our team right now is good enough. But I was just thinking, like, if we just put Josh Christopher somewhere on this roster.
What if we go Josh Christopher, Alondis Williams, Justin Champagne, and Jamari Bouye?
I was thinking about Bouye too, but I also feel like in a 3v3 setting, I'm not super familiar with how teams go about this stuff, but like, I feel like he'd be hunted. A little bit more, even though he is pesky.
Yeah. But he's so quick, he could break down people too.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Very good at breaking dudes down.
Maybe one of these guys can start playing 3-on-3. On the side, you know, like just go to enough tournaments to qualify for the Olympics. That's what we should really do. Just the NBA. This is what the NBA should do. Send some
G-League. All-Star Weekend.
There you go. All-Star Weekend. Align it with 3-on-3 tournaments and breaks in the schedule. Or even send G-League All-Stars. The G-League All-Stars should go. That would be incredible. And then we just send them to the Olympics. And if it's the G League All-Stars, we win gold every time.
And for Adam Silver, if you're listening to this and if you're rejecting the idea, how could it possibly be worse than the product you're putting up for All-Star Weekend? How could it possibly be worse?
It can't.
It's quite literally impossible to be worse.
Yeah. I like our squad, though. I think we got a chance. So, Alondis, Caleb, Malik, and Jamal. We got a little bit of everything. I think it would be really annoying to play against, too.
Would you add... I mean, I think the one thing, the fatal flaw, I think, with our roster, if I'm being a negative Nancy for a second, is like shooting. And not saying not like, but I think feel like 3-point shooting, it's not as prolific as it could be. Would you think about, again, this is like some people cover your ears. Would you think about adding Cole Swider?
I mean, I'm a Cole guy. I'm a Cole guy.
I know, but again, I know not everyone listening to this are Cole guys.
That's a hard one. I don't think I would. I think
I would not, but I'm throwing it out there.
I think if you had the right team around him, you could. I think you could get away with it because his shooting is that good.
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar with scoring, threes are twos and twos are ones. So it's 100% better to make a three, and that's all that man does. The issue is people could just run cuts around him, screen him, and he would have to make shots. But there would be some games where you would win by a lot because you could just pass Cole Swire the ball and just tell him to chuck it up, and he would make them. I think it would be worth considering, depending on who you had on your team. I would probably say no.
Because I feel like I say this for the umpteenth time and repeat myself, but I'm not super familiar with some of these other teams and countries and like what they're good at and what they're not good at. But I feel like our team isn't completely at a mathematical disadvantage. I mean, obviously you would need an Alondis to get hot or like a Caleb Daniels to get hot or something along those lines. But I feel like this team wouldn't take enough threes nor convert enough threes. Again, that's just the hunch that I'm getting by thinking about it. And it's just like, I still like it. But there's a clear flaw that this team has. Again, to some extent, not saying that we wouldn't do well with it. But because again, I'm with you. I like this team a lot. But I'm playing devil's advocate for a moment.
So what would you say if we put on our GM hats, like all of Heat Twitter, and we traded out Caleb Daniels for Champagne? You add some size. You do a little.
I get a second round pick. No.
Yeah. Couple of them too. You lose some size. We have completely derailed. But you lose some size, or you gain some size. I can't even say it right now. But you lose some defense. You still have that physicality. You still have that person that likes attacking the ball and attacking the rack and rebounding. You gain some shooting. Some more reliable shooting. Second team, all G League, Justin Champagne also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was also a little bit inconsistent too.
Yeah, but he was a little bit – his highs were a lot higher.
That's true. I would think about it.
I might do it.
I don't know if I would do it. I would have to give it like a – I would have to give it a longer thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I do like – I do think Champagne, again, he is the better player. But, like, how much does he fit? Not that it matters all that much in this context. But
yeah. Caleb's my guy, but I might have to make that trade for our team.
You hear that, Caleb? Major's trading you away.
Maybe for Team USA.
I'm just trying to think about like other guys that we could potentially include in this to make it interesting.
A guy I thought of for fun was Isaiah Moore.
Okay.
Really athletic. Erase a lot of mistakes or blow-bys. Catch a lob. Kind of limited on offense, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's like not a big dude.
See, he's tall, like I walked into this thinking you would say Manny Campers like your last guy. But I do think that he's another one that's little limited offensively. Again, like not Manny, that in this context it matters so much.
But you know what? What we've established here for 3-on-3, we're just going to take a 10-man roster.
Yeah.
Right. It might be a little bit of cheating. They only have 4 players. We have 10. But I think we could take the gold if we had that many.
We just have like Josh Christopher wearing a Caleb Daniels jersey.
Yeah. It's like they would never know.
Yeah, they wouldn't know.
They might. But
Jamari Breeze. Like, why is this Malik Williams jersey so big on me? Oh, wait.
Yeah. We have completely derailed. We have lost. We said this was going to be a quick episode. We're having too much fun with this. So I think we should close it out before we're talking about adding 1,000 other players to this team.
We just have our 5-on-5 now.
Yeah.
Just a normal Olympic squad.
Ooh, that's a good question. We should do a pod on that. How far would
have the whole team? Because it's a 12-man. Like, we would just have.
That's what I'm saying. How far the Skyforce would go in Olympic basketball.
Okay. Yeah, we're doing a production meeting out loud, folks.
There you go. Well, all right. Thank you all for listening. And let's go Skyforce. Let's go Heat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.